Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Jennifer and Ron, Kevin and Karen too. I mean, it's all a year in 5 minutes.
10 people every day. Development of this prime acreage is not permitted. And furthermore, with the United Nations' recent implementation of Agenda 2030, the globalist reach is finding its way into our very neighborhoods and lives. President Obama didn't go on a tour of Asia just to be consistently insulted for being a globalist pawn. Obama was attending the G20 in Hangzhou, China, signing away the fleeting remnants of the United States sovereignty over to the globalist 2030 agenda. Among the totalitarian horror this agenda includes are mandatory vaccinations worldwide under the guidance of Bill Gates, the unleashing of GMO technology on the natural world in the guise of feeding the hungry. Carbon taxes that will increase poverty and create a SERP-like energy consumption, an introduction of a global tax that will make the IRS and the Federal Reserve look like child's play, and a global implementation of smart grid technology that will be beta tested in Africa under the $7 billion of U.S. taxpayer money Obama donated to the project titled Power Africa. The socialist tentacles of Agenda 2030 now reach right into our own backyard. As Obama, in a last-ditch effort, aims to essentially transform America by giving the poorest of neighborhoods an equitable stake in the richest of neighborhoods. The Austin, Texas City Council is hiring, not electing, what will be known as the Chief Equity Officer. Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon have already paved the way for this socialist enterprise. Three candidates are in contention for the position here in Austin, Texas. Austin Mayor Steve Adler wrote, similarly to the Sustainability Office, which has a focus on the environment, i.e. Agenda 21, we should consider the creation of an equity office, have Chief Equity Officer, or propose an alternative that provides such a dedicated office. Such an office could advance racial and ethnic equity by looking at all the city does with a focus on equity, gathering equity data, and creating dashboards, advocating for and perhaps staffing the Quality of Life Commission. The work would focus on tackling institutional barriers based on race and ethnicity, and addressing those issues that interfere with access and equitable service delivery. In response, Austin City Council member Ora Houston replied, "Mayor, this is a great idea. Equity is an issue of class as well as ethnicity and or culture."
It will be a mayor building and drawing maps and holding people accountable. I think equity means that
one of the things that we see as being really effective across the country is the use of a racial equity tool. And what that means is that when decisions are being made, that we are considering race in the impact, whether the decision is actually perpetuating the status quo or working to change the status quo. I think it's a case in the United States in the history of organizing. And the reason why we're investing is because of
the main goal of the micromanagement of communities cloaked in the disguise of diversity is to eventually break communities down into sustainable megacities, a one-world system that will follow the implementation of the United Nations Strong Cities Network, replacing our local police forces, the watering down for complete elimination of the Second Amendment under the enforcement of Secretary of State John Kerry's signing of the Small Arms Treaty and an engineered global depression. United Nations manipulation of the human population has become a very stark reality, a reality you won't be hearing about from the mainstream media until it's too late. John Bowne, Infowars.com.
Gumbound is so amazing. I just love him. He is so on target, cutting through to understand on Peabody, who's a major journalist as well, as it's in the blood. But if you look at this, we live under human control. But the global force, and all the UN run America, well, that's true. The global robber barons, 100 and some years ago, get their butt kicks by the American people. They created the whole thing.
Do you plan to forget? I've just got to know. Tell me the truth. I love you so. Tell me the truth. Why should you try to hurt me so? What's inside of me? What has to be? It just has to be. Friends say to me, she has the key to your heart. Tell me the truth. Is it over now? Tell me the truth. Do you want her now?
I don't know what they do, but I know it's going to involve lying and deception.
You're absolutely right. What else is on your mind, my friend?
I'm just spreading the word, you know. Been spending a lot of time on forums and stuff and inviting people to check out InfoWars and become a patriot and basically just sounding the horn.
Well, God bless you, brother. I want to be clear about something. Even if you just love God and don't want to hurt innocent people and aren't out to get folks, you're a patriot and God loves you. Patriot just means you're pro-human. You're pro, they'll say patriarchy, it doesn't even mean that, it just means you're pro the order that humans have set up, that God set up. That's what a patriot is. A patriot is not out to get people. It means the right hand, basically. If you want to get into the occult, the Illuminati, they're all the left-hand path. But if you look at this, we are at an incredible moment right now. And make no mistake, no one's going to tell you the great job you've done. You're not going to get a pat on the back from the mainstream media. You're going to just feel like you're out there on your own warning people and some of them laugh at you or whatever. They're doing that because they're scared, brother. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It is you, the men and women of every color, every creed. I'm not going to say race. We're all the same race. That know the truth, that are already moving mountains. You're not just part of the info war, brother. You're it. When you take action, when you spread the word, when you speak up, when you hit your knees and pray to God, it moves mountains. The enemy is panicking right now because you are on the move. Just know you're not famous, so you don't know that. You don't have that perspective. Believe it. Believe it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jennifer in the great state of Texas, now under FEMA Region 6. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a person with epilepsy. I am also a person who has had viral pneumonia. Now, when I had viral pneumonia, I had to go to the emergency room. There was testing, which took time. I had hospital observation, medication.
Oh, I've had it, too. I was in bed like 10 years ago for a week with it.
Right, and I was told, do not go out into public. Maintain as much distance between yourself and your young daughter as possible. Cough into tissues. We've seen Hillary cough into her bare hand. And I think the reason avoid the emergency room was because it would have demonstrated she does not have the money. Now, to the epilepsy, I have no doubt that Hillary Clinton has epilepsy as a result of the neurological medical emergency she has experienced.
Everybody plays a fool. Don't die. There's no exception. Listen, baby. Baby, back to old baby. I'm alive. 2017. More about